All right. So thank you all so much for being here today. As was mentioned, my name is Caitlin O'Keefe. So this is actually a project that I worked on during my doctoral studies at the UCLA Center for Public Health and Disasters. And I'll go into a little bit more of really, you know, the context of this project and how this was really part of a larger project that was designed to do some definitely interesting things that we felt between schools and health departments and really looking at school health specifically in disaster preparedness. All right, so before I begin, I have neither myself nor any of my team has any professional or financial disclosures to say. So a little bit about the background and significance before I actually go into the project that we did. So, you know, we really wanted to look at this project and, you know, as all of you know from being in the school health section, really how important it is, how important of a role it is that schools play. So especially in emergency preparedness for, you know, the vulnerable population of students, of, you know, children and adolescent groups, really schools play that vital role. That's where these populations are spending most of their days. So they really need to have, you know, some concrete plan in place to be able to respond and prepare for any situation that they might encounter. So we felt it was really important to kind of develop this, you know, put this into context, really important to ask the schools, you know, what is your experience that you've, you know, been through with emergency situations. So in this project, we really started thinking about, you know, what are schools going through, what kind of activities are they engaging in, what are they doing, you know, in their day-to-day activities that we can actually build on to kind of improve school health in emergency preparedness. The purpose of this particular analysis, we are really looking at, you know, the activities and the experiences that schools and school districts have been through, specifically in disaster and emergency situations. So we asked them about a variety of disaster and emergency situations and really, you know, what are you experiencing, when are you experiencing it? Then we also asked them a little bit about their activities in emergency preparedness. So things that they've done to prepare for these events that, you know, we need to know about because we need to know some of those gaps that might be there. Or, you know, some things that they're really doing well that we can continue building upon. All right, so a little bit about the study. So as I said, this was really part of a larger study. And this larger study was really designed to look at fostering collaboration between schools, school districts, and health departments. Because, you know, we recognize the important roles that schools have in these emergency situations, it's important that they have the ability to work with some, you know, organizations like the local health department as they're going through these things. So we really, you know, this larger project was designed at all those three levels. So what we did was we took a multi-stage stratified random sample of these three different types of organizations. We started taking a random sample of 750 health departments, so local health departments defined in a variety of local health departments defined by NACHO's, on NACHO's survey. So we took 750 of them from across the country, and then of those, in those jurisdictional areas, we took a sample of 750 schools, one each from the jurisdictional area that we had chosen the health department from. And then we also took from those school districts that we had chosen in our sample, we took one public school in each of those that we decided would be included for us. To actually collect the data for this project, we sent out a mailed invitation to three different kind of personnel groups at each of them. So at the local health department level, we really sent out the invitation to the director of public health or someone engaged in, you know, the director of emergency preparedness if they had that department. So at school district and at the school district level, we really sent it to, you know, the either if there was a defined emergency coordinator or, you know, someone who had that role. We sent the mail questionnaire to them at the school district. And then at the school level, we really sent it to the top administrator, which in most cases was the principal of the public schools that we were looking at. Responses were collected after the mailed invitation was sent out. Responses were actually collected to the questionnaire via an online survey. So we asked each of them to complete this if they, you know, wanted to participate in our study. This particular analysis focuses on the 76 school districts that we had responding, so which represented about 10.1% of our initial sample. One of the reasons we chose to focus on school districts was because for this particular project, we really wanted to look at their responses, so not, you know, health department's view of school districts, but really what the school districts themselves were reported experiencing. So we would have loved to get that same data on the schools. Unfortunately, we had even less of a response rate in our schools. I believe only 15 or so schools responded to our survey. So we're hoping, you know, sample size is never great when it's that small, so we're hoping to later extend this on a little bit larger scale. So we have a little bit more, you know, complex data on those actual individual schools. But right now I'm going to talk about the experiences of school districts. So, and through this, you know, I'll report some of the summary statistics that we really got from this project. So looking here, this was really one of the primary goals of our analysis, to really look at frequently reported disaster experiences in these school districts. So really needing to know, you know, what are they reporting experiencing? So, you know, because as you know, with different disasters, there can be that all hazards plan, but it's important if there's specific things that we want to focus on in these different organizations or, you know, prioritize maybe, we wanted to find out what most people were reporting. So we saw that almost 70% reported experiencing an emergency situation of extreme heat in the last 3 years. So in all of these are within the last 3 years, did you experience this type of event? So I'll present a few, the five most reported and the five least reported, but we actually asked them about 20 or so different natural disasters, human-generated, both intentional and unintentional. So 70% reported extreme heat and extreme cold. So one of those situations where it actually affected the school. So, you know, not just it's a hot day out, I'm not feeling great about that, but really, you know, did they have to do something to handle that event? And then also severe storms, infectious disease outbreaks, and flooding were really frequently reported from these school districts. So looking at the least frequently reported, no school districts reported experiencing a volcano. Makes sense. So none reported experience in nuclear incidents. You know, very few reported experience any kind of civil unrest or terrorism. Actually, very few reported experiencing an earthquake as well. So all of these are obviously very, very regionalized or regionally dependent. So, you know, volcanoes not as much of an issue most places. But, you know, us in California, we really worry about earthquakes, much more so than a lot of the extreme weather situations that we might see. We're really concerned about that. So really knowing, you know, generally, though, on kind of that national scale, what is more commonly occurring? And, you know, this is what was reported here. So looking at each of those disaster experiences that these health departments, or I'm sorry, school districts reported experiencing, we then asked them, did you have a role in responding to that? So did you do something with your population? Did you have to respond in some way? Which was a really important question for us because they don't feel that they had to respond to some of these situations. The importance that they might feel for these things would have been, you know, much more diminished than we would have seen here. So about 80% reported actually having a role in these emergency situations, you know, whether it occurred during school hours when they actually had to respond with their populations, or whether they had to actually prepare anything for, you know, recovery in that sense. So, you know, almost 80%, which, you know, was really emphasized the importance of the roles that schools really do play. You know, it's not just the health department level. Schools, we know, have a role as well. So we really need to devise things that, you know, emphasize that for schools. So looking at, and this slide is really about the school district's perception of the importance of certain things. So as I said, this project was really part of a larger project looking at collaboration between health departments and school districts. So we wanted to ask questions, and, you know, we have many more results on actual collaboration perceptions. This was really, you know, do you think as a school district it's important to have engagement with the health department? And we saw that, by and large, they felt it was really important. So really important to have engagement with the local health department in emergency situations, for emergency preparedness, for recovery. So they really did emphasize, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, we got a mean of, you know, around 4.5. So incredibly important. We also asked them, you know, what is your perceived level of importance for each of these things in terms of the assistance given by local health departments? And we got incredibly high means there as well. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not at all, 5 being extremely important, school districts rated for having assistance from the local health department with a disaster plan, they rated it as a 4.4. Having assistance with emergency drills and exercises, really having the health department help out, you know, whether that be education or actually personnel that they're committing to that, you know, really important as well. Emergency response and training, that's something we definitely heard from some of the school districts, just, you know, not just, oh, do we have personnel that we can contact, but also, do our administrators, do our teachers have the ability to go to trainings, have the resources to either, you know, have trainings conducted on site or, you know, have training opportunities that they can go to off-site. And then we also saw it being really important to have that help with emergency equipment and supplies. So really those, you know, physical resources that they can use for these situations as well. So, you know, by and large, they thought engagement and assistance from the health department was very important. When we asked them about actual assistance received, we found much lower rates. So we found, you know, only about 50% reported any assistance from the local health department in developing a disaster plan, whereas previous research has shown, you know, local health department assistance with that can be incredibly helpful for the school districts who might not have an idea of exactly how their plan should work, what should come into their plan. So, you know, less than half of them reported assistance with that, only about 40 with emergency drills, which we know the health department can be a great resource at helping with. Same with emergency response and training and equipment and supplies. So, you know, even though school districts find it really important, very low rates of actual assistance given. So that's something that, you know, we felt was a really important gap to, you know, kind of show and, you know, handle in maybe future research or, you know, actual implementation of some of the things to develop. We also asked them about current activities that they engaged in at the school district level. So we asked, did you participate in drills or exercises? Almost 90% reported that they did, which is great. So we, you know, like to see school districts reporting that, you know, there is something that they're doing to prepare, to kind of help, you know, teachers, help administrators know what to do in those situations, as well as the student populations that they are in charge of kind of day to day. So a lot of them participated in drills. Fortunately, we didn't look too much further into, you know, what constituted that participation, so what level did they participate at, and did you find it useful at all or not? We also saw, you know, 90% of people saying that they did develop an emergency response plan, but that's with a lot, by and large, a lot of them without the health department assistance. So looking for emergency preparedness training of staff, 85% of them reported that, you know, yes, we did do that. They're not doing it with the health department, you know. We really need to look into the agencies that they might be doing it with. Are they trying to, you know, do it school district-wide, so get help from other school districts or other organizations? So that's definitely something of interest to us to look into. Also, the competencies of staff. So did you assess not just are you doing activities, but did you assess their competency, how people are actually doing once you've done these trainings, once you've given these, you know, response drills and emergency drills to them. And also, you know, participated in an actual public health emergency. Only about 40% of them reported that they actually, you know, actively participated in that. So looking at the perceived level of preparedness by school districts, even with, you know, not a lot of assistance by the health departments by and large, we still saw local school districts reporting that, you know, they felt that they were pretty prepared. So on a scale of 1 to 5, they give themselves a 4 for actually their preparedness level. You know, they thought, you know, we're doing a pretty good job. We also asked them, you know, what are your perceptions of your local schools? Do you think they're prepared to handle an emergency situation? And again, we got pretty high results from them. So even without that assistance, we're still seeing pretty high levels of, you know, perceived preparedness. How that actually translates is really that big question. So, you know, looking into things, really when we were doing this study, we found that, you know, as public knowledge, you know, or as expected, we really think that school districts do report experiencing different types of disasters at different rates, right? So there could be a lot of things to prioritize in that sense. We do want, you know, one plan that can help kind of develop that response mindset and those response activities, but actually focusing on, you know, certain things might be a little bit more useful in some communities. We also reported, you know, as I mentioned, those school districts reported engagement is extremely important. The amount of assistance actually received was fairly low. And, you know, looking at even with low levels of assistance, we still saw them rate themselves as pretty highly prepared for these situations. So really, these results should help us to understand the most frequently reported disasters and emergency situations in school districts, kind of giving us a sense of, you know, as I said, where to prioritize maybe for which types of situations. It also tells us what activities school districts might be engaging in, which can really give us a sense of, you know, what are they doing now that might be beneficial? What are they doing that we might need to improve on? Or what are they not doing that we really need to improve on in schools and school districts? We can also use, and we're hoping to use these results to really, you know, make recommendations on priorities and prioritization for, you know, health departments to help school districts in developing certain things that they might be a little bit deficient in. So, you know, this was, as I said, part of kind of that larger project to engage in collaboration. So we really need that baseline first is how are schools doing, you know, right now, to really emphasize the importance of how much better they can maybe do in the future with increasing that level of departmental assistance from the local health department from 50% to much higher than that is our hope. So thank you. I think that is the end. And I think, are we doing questions right now? Or?
We've got time for one or
maybe two. Okay, great. Can I take any questions?
I've got a question.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff
that you do to test validity and reliability.
So,
pilot.
I'm sorry?
And pilot.
And pilot. So, you know, great question. One of the things that we've done, one of the things that we were using this survey to do was kind of have a baseline measure at what's going on now. So one of the things we've tried to do is from that, we've actually developed a toolkit to engage, to encourage collaboration and enhance collaboration between these organizations. From that, we've just finished the pilot stage of that toolkit. So one of the things we did before toolkit implementation, we asked these same questions to specific school districts and health departments, piloted this toolkit to enhance collaboration, and then really we're focusing analysis now. We just got results back maybe about a week ago, so we're focusing now on really, you know, how to evaluate that based on our post.
So developing your first instrument, did you use a group of experts or what?
Yes.
Did you do?
So
yes, we had actually a group of experts both from schools and health departments.
That's great.
That helped us in designing that, and then we had five pilots the questionnaire before.
Oh, that's great. Do you share your questionnaire? I may have
sure.
A PhD student interested.
Thank you for your question. Sorry, I will direct any questions
specifically
about future projects also to my former boss now, Dr. Kimberly Shope, so the associate director of the UCLA Disaster Center. So, yes, thank you for that.
Interesting findings. And I was wondering how geographically representative your sample is, that's the first question, and also if you saw any correlation between school districts that actually experienced any emergency situation recently.
So great question. We actually didn't look too much as to any correlations between actual disaster situations experienced and their overall preparedness level. So that's something we can focus on future analysis in. Regarding your first question on... Yes, so thank you. The 750 were actually a random sample of all the health departments. So I believe there was almost 2,300 health departments that NHTSA lists as local health departments. So that 750 was a random sample of them. If we got, as far as our 76, they did come from a diverse area, so we were appreciative that, you know,
and
I don't think...
How big are the whole U.S.?
The whole U.S., so all U.S. health departments. So there are some states, specifically Massachusetts is one of them, that the setup of their local health departments is very different than other states. So we did have an overrepresentation in some of those states that we hope to you know, look into and deal with a little bit more. But we did have, you know, a good national sample of even among those 76, we had that in multiple states. So I figured how many states those 76 represented, but, you know, well over 20 states were represented in that 76 sample. So, yeah. So, thank you so much for your time.